Most times when you see more than one horse, it has a rein right round the two or three, and they're all connected up. Well, round here in this part of the world, the principle was you had, like in a, you had the a horse in a team of three, which was, it'd always take the same position because that would be the line horse, they'd call it. And here they only had one horse with a, I mean, it went to both sides of one horse's bridle, but it was a single line down to where the handler was walking. And other parts of the country, they couldn't understand, you know, how that, how we didn't have to have a reins, you know, controlling all three of them, you know, from the outside. And it was because usually the team would only have one horse, which they called the line horse, which was in control. The other two were tied to it. So wherever that one went, the other two had got to go. If I would have been older and into it earlier on, I might have known, but I don't know how that come about around here. And I don't know anybody much who would be able to tell you now.
No.
When I went to college, I was in Suffolk, and students, we used to have lectures for half a day and work the other half. And one day there, the farm manager, he said, oh, he said, take those two horses, he said, up to so-and-so field, he said, and I'll come up and set you on, he said, Hara. I said, oh, all right. He said, have you ever done any haring? I said, bit. So of course we went up there to this field. He come up this field and I'd got up there, and when he got there, you see, I'd got the horses hooked up to the harrows, you see. Oh, he said, you know what you're doing then? I said, well, of course I do. I says, I'm, you know, worked with all, worked around and sort of with a certain many horses all my life. So he says, right, he said, so he says, and I hadn't realised there then that they didn't just have a single line like on one horse like we did there. So he said, I'll just get these here, these reins wrapped round, you know, right round. So I looked at him and I said, oh. He said, what's the matter then? Well, I said, we only have one line, we don't have two. Yeah.
And what did he say to
He
you?
said, oh, he said. And he didn't seem to know, and he didn't really understand what I was on about, I think. But anyway, we went down, he said, I'll come and have a round with you. And he gave me a like a medal, bit of metal, about 2 foot 6 long, with a hook on the end, you see. So he said that'll, but you know, he said that's just lift the harness individually if you, if they start to get boned up. So I said, oh yeah. You know, very sort of, because I felt I knew more of what he did. Anyway, we went down this field. When we got to the bottom end, I sort of pulled the right rein for the two horses to go round, and then I hooked the hook put this metal bit in the corner of the harness, you see, and hung on it. And the horses come round, and he looked, he said, you're having me on, weren't you? I said, what do you mean? He said, that isn't the first time you've been harried, is it? Well, you see, the thing, principle of the thing was, you see, when you got to the end, if you horses to go round, you'd leave a little bit like that, wouldn't get harried, you see. But if you hook this hook in and hung on that corner, you could bring the harness round, same as they went back nearly in line with where you'd come down. But if you didn't do that, you know, you'd get a bit of a cab. Yeah. Oh, yes. Which in my early days before I started, I suppose in the school holidays when I was sort of thing 13 and 14, I mean, I used to get, do a certain amount of some days I'd fire and say, oh, you can go and do so-and-so today if you want. Mind you, I mean, I didn't have to. Being a farmer's son, you didn't have to do a lot of things. But there were a lot of jobs I did.
Yeah.
I think by the time I have memories of the stallion coming, they were moved about by